With MSO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by the Ipswich High School football coach, Zach Lampkin. First time at MSO. Zach, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Listen, before we get to the win last weekend, we need to become familiar with you. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you ended up where you are.
You know, I went to Masco, graduated in 2004. I was part of that, you know, first Super Bowl Masco team with Coach Pugh. Went to college to Eastern Connecticut State University, where I played baseball for 4 years. And after I graduated, I just moved to Ipswich with my wife, and I kind of, you know, wanted to get into coaching. I ended up meeting Coach Fassett and, you know, talked to him a little bit, and he wanted to bring me on the staff. So, you know, I was eager to join, and I figured since I'd seen Coach Pugh every single year on Thanksgiving since I was like 10 years old, I figured I'd keep following him around and see him one more time, because that was the same year that he had gone to Hamilton Wenham. So, you know, just super excited to start coaching. I was super thankful for Coach Fassett. I mean, I learned so much under him, and you know, when he resigned last year, 2 years ago now, I guess, you know, I just kind of saw all the kids that were left there and just kind of felt like I really wanted to, you know, see it through with those kids. So, you know, put my hat in the ring for the job, and ended up getting the job, and that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I know you mentioned a couple of great coaches that, and of course, Coach Pugh has been a staple of us supporting MSO so many years, both at Masco and at Hamilton Wenham. And the Cape Ann League is so competitive, but you're very familiar with the league. Tell me a little bit about your team coming into the season, maybe some of the kids who were expected to be leaders for you, how the preseason went.
So, I mean, coming into the season, we were, you know, extremely, extremely optimistic. You know, but we were also kind of realistic at the same time. We knew we were really, really young. You know, last year, my first year, we only, because of the huge senior class we had the year before that in the fall two season when we played during the spring, we had 24 seniors that year, and we only had a total of 32 kids in the program.
Oh, wow.
So when all of those kids graduated, you know, we were kind of left with, you know, 8 to 10 kids, I'd say. And of those 8 to 10 kids, I think realistically, you know, only 3 or 4 of them had any varsity football experience. So we kind of had to start all over again and really hit the drawing board and kind of get the recruiting hat on and get as many kids in the program as we could. We ended up, you know, getting up to about 22 kids, which, as you know, 22 kids from freshman year to senior year is not a lot of kids in a football program.
Good heavens, yeah.
So, you know, it was tough to get through some games last year, you know, as far as injuries and just fatigue goes. But coming into this year, we knew we had a really big freshman class. And there was also a lot of kids that were freshmen last year that didn't play that are now sophomore that kind of got interested in playing. So, you know, we got the program up to, you know, 44, I think, is what we're at right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of those 44, I think we only have, you know, 6 or 7 upperclassmen. And, you know, it's going into the season, and you see these kids, they're super, super talented. The group of freshmen we have right now, they're extremely talented. They're extremely excited to play football, but at the same time, extremely green. So,
yeah.
You know, once the season started, we kind of then realized that we, you know, we had a bunch of 14-year-olds playing, you know, 14 and 15-year-olds playing against, you know, 17 and 18-year-olds. So, we knew we kind of had to lean on those upperclassmen that we have in the program now to really help bring those kids along, but also help us to be competitive in games. And they've done an absolutely amazing job doing that. You know, between our three captains, Henry Wright, Matt McGowan, and Adam Coletti, they've really just rallied the troops. And Henry in particular, I mean, I'm sure you know a lot about him, but he is, you know, he's a generational talent. He's absolutely the most talented kid, both offensively and defensively, that we've had in the program for as long as I've been there, which is, you know, 2016. And he's just an exceptional young man, an exceptional talent on the football field. He's just a tough, gritty kid.
Well, I imagine that, you know, with the kids learning and so on, you can be competitive to a point, you know, with really fresh faces, basically, you know, kids who haven't played varsity before. You can be competitive, but then with the numbers and so on, if someone has to take a day off, gets injured, or even a playoff, then it's tough to plug people in, and schools that have, you know, more wealth, if you will, then they're able to kind of knock you down a little bit. Tell me about the recent games, and we'll talk about the win, because I'm just looking at your schedule, and except possibly for Amesbury and North Reading, who, you know, have kind of clobbered each other here, you've been very competitive with in fact, all the other games.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we can be competitive, you know, to a point. Mm-hmm. As far as game plan goes and execution, I feel like we're right there. There's obviously, you know, any coach isn't 100% satisfied after a game, but we've had a lot of games where we've executed really well and we've played really well. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's just, you know, we got 15-year-olds playing against 18-year-olds. Yeah. and too many of them at that. I mean, I think since I've been here, the only real varsity freshman that we've had has been Henry, who is a mm-hmm. senior now. Cam James from a few years ago started a little bit on defense his freshman year, and Cole Terry started a little bit his freshman year as well. But other than that, you know, I know you know in football it's a really tough sport to be a freshman and you know, play varsity football, and we have, you know, 6, 7, 8 kids that are consistently playing both ways of the ball, and they're doing a great job. They're getting better and better and better every week, and you can just see them growing. Mm-hmm. And they're at the point now where they don't even seem like they're playing as freshmen anymore. They seem like they're playing as, like, experienced sophomores, and some of them even as, you know, young juniors, which has been huge for us, and you've seen the growth throughout the season. You know, and like you said, Amesbury and North Reading are just absolute juggernauts, and you go into those games just hoping that you can just kind of keep it close and control the game a little bit. And, you know, kind of once it starts getting out of hand, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, the Linfield game, you know, they executed perfectly. We came out, you know, on fire. We were super, super excited. We were playing really, really well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the outside looking in, you see with 4 minutes ago, we had a 2-possession lead, and we lost the game, and you almost want to be like, oh, they really, you know, they really let that one slip, but it really wasn't that at all. It's just towards the end of the game, Linfield just had a series of really exceptional plays that really went their way, including, you know, on a 4th and 16, you know, 4th and 16 goal to go with, you know, 50 seconds to go in the game. A kid from Linfield makes a miraculous one-handed, just like jumping acrobatic catch in the end zone. You know, he doesn't catch that ball, we win that game. So it definitely felt really good to get that monkey off our back last week. It was mm-hmm. the first time since I've been here that we've actually won during the regular season. And you know, Pentucky came in super hungry and super competitive, and they really stuck it to us. And, you know, it was the first time we kind of rallied towards the end of a game and really showed that kind of winner's mentality, which is, you know, something that is encouraging and gets me really excited to see how we play on Friday night against Newburyport, who's definitely going to be a really tough competitor.
Yeah, and it's funny, the Linfield game, that's sort of when Linfield caught fire. I mean, they've only lost one game since then, and now they're tied for first place. So what was a turning point or a critical point in the game against Pentucket for you guys?
So the first half against Kentucky, we weren't really executing what we wanted to do. Offensively, we weren't adjusting to their defensive line. You know, they were slanting, which is something we kind of anticipated, but, you know, our offensive line didn't really make the adjustments. We slowly started making them in the second quarter. And then at halftime, we really had a chance to sit down with the guys and talk about exactly what they're doing and, you know, talk about kind of reminding everyone what we did at practice all week to adjust to that certain look or that certain look. And we just started moving the ball. And at that point we realized we have two kids that are averaging over 6 yards a carry this season. So, mm-hmm. you know, realistically, if we run our offense the way we should be able to run our offense, we, you know, we shouldn't have to punt. We should be able to get chunk yards at a time, 4, 5, 6 yards. And then defensively, we just started kind of containing the edge a little bit more, and we started just flying around a little bit more on defense and communicating and just tackling better. And, you know, we kind of climbed out of that dumpster that was the first half, and we played a really, really, really good second half.
Well, attitude means so much, and you've got the attitude going in against Newburyport. I want to tell you, I taught for many years, and I noticed that the biggest difference in growth, and I mean that in every aspect of the word, you know, physically, mentally, and so on, the biggest difference I've seen in growth in kids is between the sophomore and junior years. They really change from sophomore to junior, and they become much more mature, you know, on average. And I'm guessing that's probably the same in sports, because the kids, you know, they're beginning to, their bodies are beginning to round into shape, if you will, and mature as well. So it sounds like you got something good there going, Coach, if you can hold on to these kids and keep them coming in.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it right on the head right there. I mean, I've coached a lot of kids, because I also coach the baseball team as well, and I've seen those kids that come in as kind of immature, raw freshmen and sophomore, and they really make that leap kind of the summer going into their junior year. Some of them it hits a little later. Like, I mean, for Matt McGowan, for instance, my captain, who's a running back, I think he's like third in the area right now for rushing. He came in last year. It was his first year of football, I think, since like the eighth grade or something like that. He looked a little stiff, a little raw, not really confident. And he had made a decision to play football a little bit late last year. So, you know, with a whole summer workout this summer and being around the team, he looks, as far as improvement goes, like night and day compared to what he was last year. And, you know, I see all these kids that are freshmen now that, like I said, are playing like sophomores and juniors. Like, I can only imagine what they're going to look like years from now when they're actually juniors. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely super, super exciting. It reminds me a lot of the class that we had 2 years ago with, like, you know, Justin Brum, Cole Terry, Chase Huntley, like all those kids that ended up going 6-0 in that fall two season. You know, a big wave of freshmen that were all super competitive with each other, that all wanted to be around each other, wanted to play football. It's the same feel as that group. But to be completely honest, I think as far as raw talent goes, it might even be more talented than that group.
Well, that's good, and you can convey that message to the kids. Keep it going, and you know, they'll understand that things are going to get a whole lot better. All right, last, quote, regular season game, unquote, coming up here. What do you expect from Newburyport?
So they've had kind of a rotation at quarterback, because their starting quarterback hurt his hand, and he came back last week against North Reading. Super, super, super talented kid. Really runs the ball well. He can throw the ball 60 yards. You know, they have a lot of athletic kids. They got a lot of speed. The kid that comes in at quarterback number 5 is also a very good quarterback. You know, they run a mix of our offenses, which is kind of a hybrid wing T, and then a mix of just a spread offense that, you know, can really keep us off balance. You know, so like I said, I mean, it's definitely a tough, tough, tough test. It's at their place, which in my opinion, I think between Amesbury and Newburyport, those are the two toughest places, places to play in the KPN League for sure. They really know how to do it over there in Newburyport as far as getting the crowd going and making sure it's loud for the opponents. But, you know, I think if we can control the game like we want to on offense, and if we can just stick to our assignments on defense, and we have 11 guys doing their 11 jobs that they're supposed to be doing, you know, rather than anyone trying to pick up slack for anybody else, I think we have a very good chance. And to be completely honest, as long as Henry Wright's healthy and as long as Matt McGowan's healthy and Adam Coletti's healthy, I think we always have a chance to win no matter what.
Sounds great, Coach, and I wish you well this week, and hopefully we can talk again soon. But great meeting you, Zach. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Be well.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Ipswich High School football coach Zach Lemkin. They picked up their first win of the year versus Pentucket last weekend. Head to Newburyport this weekend. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.